You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. As we kick off hour number two here at Nightlight, coming to you from downtown Madison, right above beautiful State Street here in our state's capital, Johnny Beaner is here with me in studio. The great Madison comedian is joining me. John, it's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
And you're not a huge beer drinker like myself.
I'm not. I don't get messy. No. I'm not saying you do. I'm not a huge beer drinker.
I think that's smart. You have to write comedy. You can't be too drunk when you do that kind of stuff. John's here. We're going to give him a comedy quiz in a couple minutes. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day. And we're also kind of celebrating a Nightlight-inspired beer that you can get out at Flick's Brewhouse at Easttown Mall right now called Hazed on Radio. Brewmaster Dave Hansen put it together, reached out. We said, yes, of course, please make a Nightlight beer. And it's been available, I think, just during the film festival, when the film festival started. So I'll probably pop out there today or tomorrow and have a little taste and see how great Dave's work is. Jack from Merrimack says, I'm not much of a beer drinker, but my favorite beer was Meisterbrau. Wow, we got some, like, I don't want to say that's like on par with Rhinelander beer or Blatz, but I always thought Meisterbrau was like kind of one of those inexpensive beers you get when you're in college, maybe. I could be totally wrong.
Is that like Hams?
Yeah, like Hams or something. Okay. And someone said Hams before too, but Meisterbrau, it's got a high end name. I don't know. Jack says, it used to be brewed in Chicago and owned by Miller, if I recall correctly. Its brewery was the last Chicago brewery to close. I do kind of remember that now that you say that, Jack. He says, and it hasn't been produced since 1978. He says, I'm an old guy. What can I say? Come on, Jack. You're not that old. Currently, I'll have a beer with pizza or a brat, and I prefer Blue Moon. That's like number three for Blue Moon, Conrad. What do you make of that?
I mean, Blue Moon's a good beer.
Yeah. Damn right. Well said. All right. So keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read them as they come in. What is your favorite beer? Johnny Beaner is here. We've got a few more minutes with John. He's going to take our comedian quiz. So we talked about your Letterman spot. You got a dry bar comedy spot, which is really cool. That's like the new, Comedy Central special? Like everybody?
It's a
milestone.
It's a good, I got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah.
A couple of the clips they put on went really viral, and I got a lot of work from it. So those are good.
The clips we have of you are so great. And tell us first, I want to play a clip of yours, but tell us about the Cavalry podcast.
The Cavalry is a podcast me and Andrew Slater, another fantastic comedian, we do together. We came up with it. We were on a cruise ship together when COVID hit. So it was like, oh, well, we can't work anymore. You want to do a podcast just to, keep our brains going? And we are on episode like 257 or something. So we've been doing it ever since, 2020 when the COVID hit. And it's basically, the gist of it is, the cavalry. It's the cavalry, not the cavalry. As people always say, why cavalry? Is it a religious thing? No, it's like calling in the cavalry. We'll bring topics that we get a lot of pushback on. And then we, present the topic and the other, we're looking for backups for the other person, to back you up. And we're usually able to back each other up, but sometimes we're like, no, that's ridiculous. You're wrong.
Is he a Wisconsin comic or is he?
He is not. He lives in Portland.
Oh, that's so cool.
So he's out west.
Is it only comedy talk or do you have talk about other comedians?
It's not only comedy talk. I mean, half the episode is us just kind of shooting the breeze, talking about whatever our week and, just things. And then we get into the topics the second half.
Is there a recipe exchange or anything like that?
No, we have different segments. Sometimes we have appliance talk. I had to order a fridge from Menards, I'll talk about that. We have sports talk. That's kind of a big thing because he's a big sports guy.
Okay.
Sports will affect his mood, his demeanor. I don't follow sports. I don't know anything about sports. So that's kind of a fun dynamic, you know, when I ask questions. And we did like a, we did a bracket, and then we did one for football, and he gets so frustrated because I'll win with just no knowledge at all. You know, I'll be like, oh, okay, let me just hit random, and then I somehow beat him. And he's like, this is ridiculous.
So great. Can I, do you mind if we play a clip of your comedy? This is one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, I insist.
It's not your comedy. It's another comedian.
Oh, I think you'll like, you know, like him. Can we skip it?
No. This is Johnny Beaner talking. This is one of my favorite bits I've ever heard, folks. Conrad, let's play the clip of when he was in third grade, please.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, like he said, my name's Johnny Beaner. So, obviously, that sucked growing up. Thank you. That always hurts my feelings. Picture this little Johnny Beaner out at recess, third grade, trying to play kickball. Just trying to fit in, but I'm having a hard time. I got some, you know, bullies circling around me chanting, Johnny Beaner has a tiny wiener. This is a very logical kid, you know. Only thing I could think to say back was, yeah. Yeah, I'm nine. Pretty sure we all have tiny wieners. We're third graders. You're making fun of me. If you want to make fun of someone, we should be making fun of the kid that's hung like a horse. He's the weirdo. What's he doing with a grown man's penis in third grade, right? He's got nothing to look forward to. Mine's going to get bigger. I've seen my dad's. Right? I think we all have at some point. Right? You seen your dad's penis? Yeah. I was just kidding. Oh, geez. We got a weirdo at the end of row one here. Please tell me it wasn't recently.
So great. I would say that's my favorite, and the soap.
Are my okay, two favorite those are two excellent choices.
Those are got to be go-tos, like tried and true.
Yeah.
If you're having a terrible crowd, you know. All right, I've still got the wiener joke.
The beaner wiener, that's probably the oldest joke that I still do.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I'm not a household name, and if they go to Let's Go See Comedy and the comedian is Johnny Beaner, I can't just ignore my name, you know?
Right. Yeah, you kind of have to.
I mean, I do sometimes because I've done that bit so many times, but it's like, it's such perfect because people are like, yeah, that is an inconvenient name to have as a child.
Oh, that's good stuff. Are you ready to take our comedy quiz?
I'm ready.
All right, this is going to be exciting, folks. This is the first ever quiz, stand-up comedy related quiz given to a comedian. There's a lot of ramifications there, but this is the first time we've done this, and Johnny's our guinea pig, so I think he'll do quite well, though. I'm excited. Johnny Beaner taking the first ever Nightlight stand-up comedy quiz. Conrad, you got the bell ready? All right.
All right.
I was worried Conrad was out having a smoke or something. Where's no bell? He isn't smoke. All right. This comedian has a famous bit about the seven words you can't say on TV.
George Carlin.
Yes. All right.
All right. Oh, seven bells. That's all right.
It's lackluster. We usually have, I have a bell too, mm-hmm. but I don't have one here in Madison. So you'd be, just think about the bells.
There's got to be an app or something.
Yeah, right. Probably. All right. Johnny's one for one. This comedian is now disgraced, but had a 1980s sitcom where he played an OBGYN and would wear colorful sweaters.
Bill Cosby.
Correct.
Boy. Hey, all right. We're on a game show now.
I thought he took a powder. He was just looking for a better effect. Right. That's what you get with Conrad. That's a good one. He's always working. All right, two for two. This comedian is famous for his observational humor in his show About Nothing.
Ooh, Seinfeld.
Yes, three for three. Johnny Beaner.
I'm seeing the Overture sometime coming up.
You're seeing Seinfeld at the Overture Center? Oh, wow. How much are those tickets, just out of curiosity?
I think $80. I don't think we're near the front.
Too bad. Oh, well.
We're going with me and my wife are going with some friends.
They're selling seats that out here by the bus stop that are like $14. Not bad. That's exciting.
Yeah. I've seen him before. I've been on a show with him in New York.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding. That's great. I've seen him live twice and he's great, but it was so long ago. I wouldn't even know. Like, I don't even know what he talks about. Is it still just stand up or is it him just like talking about his career?
I think he does improv now.
He does improv. No. He plays freestyle.
He does arms expert.
All right, let's get back to our quiz. Seinfeld gets enough shout outs. Yeah. All right, Johnny Beaner, Nightlight Quiz. This famous comedian had her own show about her blue collar family and worked in a diner where they served loose meat sandwiches. The show also starred Laurie Metcalf.
Roseanne.
Yes.
That's a great show.
Great show.
Me and my wife recently revisited that.
It's a phenomenal. Yeah, I love that. My wife got me into that show because I liked her comedy okay, mm-hmm. but her TV show was outstanding, yeah, yeah. you know? All right. Johnny's 4 for 4. This comedian played a sports writer who lives near his brother, also played by a comedian, and his parents.
Ray Romano.
Yes. Johnny is 5 for 5. Is that the Jeopardy bell?
I don't know.
Yes, no.
It just says right on it.
It just says what?
Right.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Like correct. Right.
Oh, right.
Like you got the right answer.
Got it. All right. This comedian was arrested in Chicago on December 4th, 1962, after a performance at the Gates of Horn Club in Chicago for violating a state obscenity statute.
Is that George Carlin again?
No. Even got
That was Wisconsin, wasn't it? Wasn't he arrested in Wisconsin?
Carlin?
Yeah, Carlin.
Maybe.
This one, I don't know.
He's the influence of a lot of comedians.
Oh, Bill Hicks?
No. Pre-Bill Hicks. This guy was back in the 50s. First name starts with an L.
Larry?
No.
Lewis? Lonnie?
Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce.
Conrad, do you have a wah-wah?
Ah.
All right, that'll work. All right, you're still doing well. You're 5, 4, 6. Okay. That was a tough one. This comedian put out a comedy album called Delirious and joined the cast of Saturday Night Live at just 19 years old.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny's 6 for 7. This comedian has recently played comedy on stage, and she currently hosts the show After Midnight.
Oh, Taylor Tomlinson.
Correct.
Great comedian.
Good delay there, like a swear delay. this Minnesota native used to be married to Roseanne Barr.
Tom Arnold?
Yes. Wow, nice, dude. All right.
I worked with Tom.
Did you?
He wouldn't let me sell my T-shirts.
Oh, that's so lame.
I know.
Like, you need the money, right? You're opening.
Well, I was opening for him. This was a long time ago. And I showed up, and the club owner was like, oh, Johnny was wondering if he could sell T-shirts. And Tom goes, you're going to ask me right in front of him? And then he goes, yeah, that's fine. So I got to sell Thursday. And then when I showed up Friday, the club owner was like, you're not selling the rest of the weekend.
Johnny Beaner, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, buddy.
Hey,
this was fun.
How did I do?
Check him out in Wauwatosa. 7 for 8. Not too bad. We'll continue this next time. I got a lot of questions. All right. We're coming right back with writer, award-winning writer, Victoria Davis. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Because now she's gone and I am free.
And she can't do a thing to
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
First ever Nightlight comedy quiz was given to Johnny Beaner, and he did quite well. 7 for 8. We'll finish that up next time he's on the show. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day, and we're also celebrating the Nightlight beer that you can now get at Flick's Brewhouse out at Easttown Mall called Hazed on Radio. It will be there probably until supplies run out, I would assume. Brewmaster Dave Hansen, it's his own creation, and he is a great guy who does great work. So, but that inspired our question, along with National Beer Day, what is your favorite beer? PJ on the stream says, New Glarus Spotted Cow, all the way for me. Conrad, what is that, 4 for Spotted Cow?
Yeah, I think so. It might be
Spotted
a winner
Cow's
tonight.
Winning.
Yeah.
It could be. But 3 Blue Moon, but Blue Moon non-alcoholic for me. Because I'm a lush. I still get drunk, even though it's not alcoholic. I don't know how that happens, but that's how much of a lush I am. Steady Eddie. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to introduce our guest. Then we'll read Steady Eddie's text, because I want her to be part of that and I want her to hear the joy that is a Steady Eddie text. So joining me now on the program is award-winning journalist and writer and Madisonian, Victoria Davis.
Hello.
How are you? Can I say you're from the Capital Times? I know you work there or contribute. I don't know how. I didn't know
I've
the proper.
I've got two main gigs, and the Cap Times is my local gig, and then Animation World Network is my, you know, my kind of abroad, not abroad, what am I saying? The remote gig, abroad gig. We do cover global stuff, but yeah, that's from my kind of college stomping grounds in SoCal.
Wow. So those are two very different publications, I would imagine.
You don't both arts and culture, which is great.
Okay.
So I kind of get the best of both worlds with local stuff here and then stuff that's going on in Hollywood or in France at Annecy and things like
that. I love that. And I love that you have that connection to that creative world and animation. Tell us how you ended up, because that's in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been writing for them for a while, correct?
Yeah, I think 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been back here?
And with Cap Times, I think either 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And are you a native Wisconsinite?
No, I'm from Minnesota originally.
That's right. Your husband is from here.
No, we're both from Minnesota. Oh. But we went out to California for my college and because he was a Marine.
Okay.
And then we came here for his college.
Wow.
I know. We're all over the place.
The couple that works together. Look at this power couple. Okay. So you chose Wisconsin.
Yes.
Over Minnesota when you came back to the Midwest. Do you get a lot of grief for that?
We do get a lot of grief, but we're not sorry. It's so much warmer down here. Like, and you wouldn't think 4 hours makes a big difference, but it really, really does.
Where in Minnesota was it?
We were in just the Twin Cities. We weren't super far north, but they got like a foot of snow this week, and it's been like summer and rainy here. So.
And you're here in nice, warm Madison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'll take this anytime.
So this is great because Madison is like, I mean, honestly, of Midwestern cities, you know, take away like, I don't know, if you're from Detroit or Chicago or maybe even Milwaukee, which isn't as big as those towns, but you can't beat a city this size.
I agree.
Where else are you going to go
and
find a city this size, which feels even bigger than it is, but it's really not that big.
And you have access to the other big cities that are not too far away.
Correct.
So you can kind of get your fix and then come home to kind of a less hectic.
When you say get your fix, you don't mean drive there to buy drugs.
No.
Because you can get those here, Victoria. I don't want to. Okay.
That's true. We can now. That's true. God, thanks for the reminder.
Wasting all this gas money for the last 5 years. All right.
Yes. Well, no, get your big city fix.
I totally get what you mean. All right. Well, that's exciting. So tell us about the work you do for, what was the other publication called?
So Animation World Network is the
Animation
one remotely.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like, we cover animation both in the US and abroad.
Wow. What does that mean, cover animation? Like comic strips?
Shows. We've done comic strips before. We've done games. We've done TV shows and movies. We interview directors, producers, voice actors, the animators, obviously. We've done interviewed storyboard artists. We try to cover as much of that process as possible.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
So, and then you interviewed me, disclaimer.
I did.
For the Cap
yes.
Times. You wrote this lovely article.
Because you were in LA for a while, too.
I was.
Yeah.
I lived there for 14 years, and it was great. I loved Southern California. It was beautiful weather, and the longer, if we stayed out there another year, we probably never would have left. It was one of those kind of things.
I know. It's really hard to see yourself living anywhere else when you're there. Because
right.
it's so wonderful, and then you go somewhere else, and you're like, oh, I don't have to pay $1,000 for gas.
Right, exactly. And we would come back to Wisconsin in the summer and at Christmas for long periods of time because my wife is a teacher.
Yeah.
And I was at the time writing movies and I could do that from wherever. So we would come back and we were like, this is great. And then we moved back here. It's like, well, that was great because we're on vacation. Now we have to work and we have to stay here the whole winter. But
exactly.
It's great. It's like you can't beat. Like, Wisconsin is a very easy state to live in.
It's not. Yeah, it's not too bad at all. Yeah, like I said, I'd pick it over Minnesota.
All right. We won't tell the. Oh, I think. Actually, Conrad, do we broadcast in Minnesota?
No.
Okay, sure.
We do actually on the Civic Media app.
That's true. Or the stream. We go anywhere.
I still love Minnesota, but not enough to live there.
Too little, too late. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite beer? Are you a beer drinker?
I love a good raspberry beer.
Ooh.
There's like actually one of the local pubs here sells it, and it's always really good. But it's hard for me to remember what season it's in because I always go and I ask for it. They go, oh, we don't have it in stock. I think it's a fall thing.
Really?
But yeah, it's like a kind of a sour raspberry beer.
That's interesting. Really, I didn't know. I know that like people say fruity beers, but yeah. I didn't know actually, like I know orange is a big thing, like in Blue Moon and that, but I
yeah, that's true.
All right. What about your husband? Is he a beer drinker?
Yeah. Yeah. As dark as it comes, basically. he likes to feel the burn in his mouth when he's drinking a beer. I can't do that.
Is that like Guinness?
I think, yeah. Okay, Guinness. He's a big whiskey guy too. So like, oh, I love just, whiskey. Yeah. The darker, the better, I think.
Oh. I haven't had a drink in 2 years, and I might have to go off.
Oh no!
Because you mentioned whiskey.
No, I apologize.
Just don't tell the court.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Victoria Davis is here, folks. We don't have a quiz for you, but next time you're here, I'll have a quiz for you. We'll think of some kind of thing. But we're going to talk about kids' horror films. This is interesting because Victoria wrote a piece. Is it appropriate? Is it not? And then I want to ask you if you guys have ages in mind when you're going to let your kid do this, when you're going to let your kid do that. That'll be fun. And then I know you saw something at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
I saw a couple things, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that too. That's all coming up after Civic Media's news team tells you what's up and we read some more of your texts. What is your favorite beer, folks? It's a Monday. It's a great night to talk about beer. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's progress we have found a way to talk around the problem, building towers for science.
Sometimes I just kind of space out for a minute. I almost just started when Conrad pointed at me singing along. Like, oh, this is my part. I come in and I'm so glad I didn't.
The music choices on the show are very good.
Thank you, Victoria. Appreciate that. I have an eclectic taste. We have, hey, we haven't had any jazz in a while, Con.
I'll throw that in.
We've got the Miles Day. Yeah, let's, but thank you.
It's, yeah, no.
Music
really
is
good.
Everything, right?
Yeah. The last time I was on here, you guys had Katy Perry on. And I was like, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I like that song. That's the voice of Victoria Davis. She is an award-winning writer. She writes for the Capital Times, and she is in the studio here with us tonight at Nightlight. I'm going to read this Steady Eddie text because you see the length of this text?
I see it, yeah.
He is a prolific texter, and he does such a great job, and I want to make sure we don't miss
him.
It. So we're going to read this, and then we'll get back to our interview here. But Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He says, my dad would drink a couple three Chief Oshkosh beers, which was my mother-in-law's favorite beer. So Eddie he's incorporating moments of tonight's show into his text, which is no small feat. That's pretty impressive. He says returnable brown bottles, 24 in a case. Hmm. I believe you now, Steady Eddie. That's impressive. He says, when we watched the Packers on TV in the era of Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr, Willie Wood, Max McGee, and Paul Hornung, the Golden Boy, those are the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. He incorporates music. It's everything. He says, Pete, FYI, there was a real Chief Oshkosh. Please ask your Wisconsin expert guy about Chief Oshkosh next time he's on your show. Con, memo.
Sounds good.
You got it, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a Frank Anderson, I'm sure, is who he's talking about. He says, I'm a light drinker, but I would never drink a light beer. Why would anyone do that? I drink gluten-free beer these days for health reasons, doctor's orders. Alt Brewing in Madison makes some delicious, rich, and expensive gluten-free beer. Hollywood Nights is a good one. Okay, good to know. Thank you, Steady Eddie.
Gluten-free beer is probably so much better for you.
I would imagine.
Just all of the wheat that's
constant,
in that.
I know. Conrad's mom checks in and says another good beer is the Blueberry Bobber. Does that sound familiar, Conrad?
Yeah, that's a great beer out of Appleton. Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that. All right, Wisconsin beer, bringing it local. I love this. Great text tonight. Keep them coming, folks. You still got time. What is your favorite beer? Victoria Davis is here. And I want to ask you, okay, so you were at the Wisconsin Film Festival this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel inundated with the festival. It's just, I'm doing the Q&As and the introductions, and I saw some great films. What did you see?
I got to see, so one of my favorites that I saw was Alone, which was a film that was done last year. It's actually a student-made film with, I'm forgetting the name of the organization, but it's basically about, it's kind of a Passengers meets Wall-E. You've got it, but you know, short film.
Oh,
it's about this little robot that's kind of managing this ship by herself, and she decides to make herself a friend. And it's very cute. And then she discovers that because she made this robot with an energy source that's powering the ship, she has to kind of choose between the two. And I won't spoil it for people that want to go see it, but the animation's beautiful. And I, being a mom, cried.
Oh, wow.
It's very, there's a lot of kind of parallels to parenthood and to even sibling relationships and friendships. And but it's a really lovely film.
How did
really
you, is it a feature length?
No, it's a short film, so okay. I think it's like six or seven minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you find out about that? Just because of the animation world?
They have a great, the Wisconsin Film Festival has a really great guide, and I just kind of selected the filter for animated films and animated short films, and that was at the top of the list, and it was just, it looked really, really lovely to like really good eye candy, so that drew me in right away.
That's great. Now, did you go to that alone, or did you bring your you have a daughter?
I didn't bring my daughter this time because you just sometimes with animated short films, there's not always kind of a this is kid friendly or this isn't kid friendly, and animated shorts specifically can get very personal and very symbolic and creative and abstract, which I always love, but I just never know how my daughter's going to respond to something like that, especially if there's any kind of adult theme in there. And so, and she's 3 and we're just starting to introduce her to the theater. So she did not come with me this time, but I would love to take her next year.
And then what was the other one you saw?
The other one that I really liked was called Battery Daddy, which is a stop.
It's also animated?
Also animated. Okay. It's a stop motion film. And I'm a huge sucker for stop motion because of my job. Like learning all the stuff that goes into that process.
It's incredible.
Is fascinating.
It sounds so tedious.
Yes.
I have so much respect for people that do that because I could never do that, I don't think.
I actually did an article on it's called Pig Bird Studios, and they did a an animation for a song by Imogen called The Happy Song. And they basically do their stop motion. It's extremely tedious. Like one thing can take years of their life, a lot of it they do for free, and so it's
it's not getting a
passionate thing.
You're not getting a signing bonus
for
making a short.
You're not
stop animation film.
Yes.
It is a total passion project.
It is a passion
in
project.
Every instance. It's
for sure.
So great.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny too how you since you become so your daughter's 3.
Yes.
I remember when my son was born, he was like 1 year old, and we had the TV was just on, and I think it was Walker Texas Ranger. We didn't make a conscious effort to put it on. It was just on in the background. So I'm watching it. I'm holding my son. And there was an episode where a baby got abducted from a shopping cart. And I started bawling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you take
from
it
Walker,
super personally.
Texas Ranger. Yeah. And I'm like, everything makes you more emotional because you have this thing in your life that you're not.
True.
The depths of your emotion you never thought you would experience.
And you're
like
that's great. We're not leaving the house this week. I have to recover.
Chuck Norris is with us. And wearing his cowboy boots. We're not going out.
Yes.
Okay, so you did a great piece recently about a scary film, Zoopocalypse.
Zoopocalypse. Yeah.
Great
film.
All right. And it was a great article. Very well written. Loved
thank
it.
Thank you.
But what is this a thing now, making scary movies for kids? And
it's
how do they know when to, you know, walk that line?
Yeah, because I interviewed, like, DreamWorks did it recently. They've had a couple, like, animated series for kids that are, like, kind of dive into, like, voodoo stuff and ghost stuff. And they've got, Gremlins, and then they've got Curses. Like, these are kind of more scary horror-based stuff, but it's for kids. And I was really, really curious. And I mean, I've seen all of the projects, and obviously Zoopocalypse I watched. And it's one of those things where, like, my 3-year-old probably couldn't handle it. But also there are some 3-year-olds that I'm sure could. It's an interesting because they make these in the Zoopocalypse specifically, they make these zombie monsters, like, they're almost like gummy candies. That's like the texture of them. So when they're losing limbs and things, it's just funny. It's like watching a gummy bear lose its head.
They said, here's what it said, an alien virus that turns a bunch of zoo animals into zombies made of goo. And then actor comedian Scott Thompson, who's in it, says the movie looks like a bruise came to life.
Yes.
That sounds horrible.
I know. I love that line though. It was such a great line that he said, but it's, I know it, it, it sounds so gross, but it's really fun to watch. And the characters are, the design for them was inspired by the Muppets. So I think there's just kind of this like inherent, the rule that the director said is that for every scare, there had to be a laugh to kind of even it out for kids. So that when they're watching it and maybe getting, you know, scared, scared out of their pants.
Tone it down a
little
bit.
That they can mull it over with a bit of humor.
Do you have, so your daughter's three, Victoria Davis, by the way, is my guest. She is an award-winning writer and a journalist and, works for the Capital Times. And tell me the name of the animation. I get another
Night of the Zoopocalypse.
No, your other gig where you write
my job.
The one that makes you money.
Yes. Animation World Network is the one in California. And then I work here, locally for the Cap Times.
Okay. I keep forgetting. I always want to reverse the order in that. So But do you have like things as a parent? Because I remember thinking, all right, with our son, who is our oldest, he can't have gum until he's 5.
Yes.
No soda.
Yeah.
We didn't let him play video games till he was 10.
That's impressive. Well, that's impressive.
I think we made it till he was 9. I think we bought a Wii. And we justified it by saying, well, you exercise. So we bought that.
Yeah. We
tried to stick with it. And do you have those rules set up? Have you thought that far ahead?
We tried. I mean, it was hard with my job because my daughter was home with me and I would watch screeners before interviews, and she's this like 7-month-old baby, and I'm holding her, and she's just kind of watching, and I'm, you know, doing the best I can. So I think our goal, of course, was like, let's wait as long as we possibly can before she's watching shows, and we tried, and it just came early for us that she ended up watching.
You don't ever get to that point where it's like, all right, I got to get something done. Put in the Baby Beethoven video.
You mentioned the Baby Beethoven video.
Those are great.
That's gotten on our TV a few times when I had to like do the dishes or something. But most of the time I'm trying to watch it with her because it's kind of become an experience at our house where we're just a big movie family, not just for my job, but we've always been that way.
What movie are you very excited to show her when she's old enough?
Be it a kids movie
or a scary movie or a comedy or whatever.
There's so many. You know what's funny? One of my friends just showed their child. So I'll tell you an animated one and I'll tell you one that's not animated. But one of our friends just showed their child Tarzan. And they were fascinated by it. And I've been holding off because there's like the opening scene where the parents are like mauled by the the cougar or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know if she's ready for that. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
What if she starts laughing though during
that? She probably will. My daughter is one of those kids that's like, she thinks that like ghosts are funny and she's seen like kind of scary posters and she's like, oh, it's so cute. And I'm like, who are you?
She's next Wes Craven or something.
Yeah, she's built different. And she always wants like the ghost episode for any TV show she watches. So I think I should have more faith in her really. But I also are my niece and nephew who are much older. They're 10 and 6. Just watched Pirates of the Caribbean for the first time.
Okay.
And that's one that like me and my husband are like super excited about to show her.
Is she old enough yet? I don't know.
I'm like, 3's too early, right? That's too early.
What are your favorite kids movies in general? What do you
I mean, a lot of like the Hayao Miyazaki movies are just really good comfort like
animation.
Yeah, because they're more slow and lower stimulation and you can kind of have them on and you listen to this really beautiful classical music and I really love that. I mean, I don't know. I also, again, love stop motion. So, like, maybe this is why my daughter is the way she is, because like, we love Coraline and we love Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hey, that's whatever. If you know it as a family.
Suddenly it's all making sense. Yeah.
You wrote about children's theater recently.
Yes.
As a young mom, is Madison a good children's theater town? Where do we go for that here?
I mean, the Overture Center for the Arts has like the Kids in the Round and the Children's Theater of Madison is there. And they put on an amazing production of Cinderella that I got to review. And that was just lovely. And all the kids were dressed up and they had tiaras for the kids and wands for the kids. And I think Madison actually really caters very well to it. And there's a lot of like more independent theater productions that go on at different libraries in the city as well.
Yeah. What about Neil Diamond? You saw that and reviewed that.
I did not anticipate, like, I mean, I obviously grew up listening to his songs, but I didn't, there's been so many, I think, like musical productions. Like we just did one for like Tina Turner and things like that. And so there's been quite a lot, like ABBA has the Mamma Mia musical. And so like, for me, I was kind of going into it being like, all right, well, we'll see what makes this one different. And the stage production alone was like, I couldn't take my eyes off it the entire time. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, that came across in your article. You thought it was, is it just a kind of a bio show about him?
It's about his life and about, it's basically they go through all the lyrics of his songs and they talk about the stories behind them and kind of the motivation behind them, which is really beautiful. But they have kind of main stage props that they use to transform into different times of his life.
Okay.
And they did it masterfully.
That is exciting. We had Tim Sowers from the Overture Center on
here. Oh, really?
He kind of comes on semi-regularly, and that was one that stood out. So
yeah, that was awesome.
When we come back, we're going to do a very short break, and we will read some more of your texts. What is your favorite beer, folks? You still got a few minutes to get that in. Victoria Davis is here from the Capital Times. And we will ask her. I want to ask you what you're watching on TV. If you're binging anything, if you get like an opportunity to watch something that's not for kids or 3-year olds, we could talk about that. And then if we have time, I would love to find out where to get the best bowl of soup in Madison. And
you could probably tell me. Covered. All right, I got fantastic. You covered.
We'll be right back to close things down. And this is Peach Wamba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
There you go.
There it is.
That's the one.
That's a Katy Perry song.
All right.
Still on my Spotify.
Welcome back.
Not ashamed.
To Nightlight with Peach Wamba. We have a few more minutes left here with our in-studio guest, Victoria Davis. She's an award-winning writer and writes for the Capital Times and Animation World
Network.
Network. I can't read my own writing. That's my problem.
No, it's okay. I have doctor's handwriting, too. I understand.
Conrad, I just sent you a message, so I'm just letting you know that.
Okay.
Okay. PJ on the stream says, Conrad's mom has good taste in beer. Fox Valley Brew Blue Bobber is blueberry delicious. All right. I believe you guys. I'll have to try it. I do like blueberries.
You know what it's really good about it is if you get it actually on tap at their brewery, they put fresh blueberries in it.
There's a place in Marinette that does that too, and it's called a blueberry something beer, but it's there's something about that that's, you can barely taste the blueberries because of the beer, but it's like makes it look really refreshing.
I'm surprised because blueberry is a pretty prominent flavor. I feel like you put blueberry in something and you're going to taste that first.
I agree. That's the voice of Victoria Davis. So Victoria, where would you go? If you were Peach Wamba, you're wearing my shoes right now and you're just jonesing for a bowl of soup in Madison. Where do you go?
I'll never stop singing Lalonde's praises ever.
Oh,
they have a really good like classic French onion soup if you're into that. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna butcher the name. Les Delices de Awa is also really good. That is a West African place in Madison that does really, really good soup. And they, like, if you're really into kind of like meatier soups where you've got like the bone in there and it's all kind of, yeah, really, really savory.
So that's, I'm referencing your article you recently did about soups
for
the Capital Times. And where can people, if they want to get to know you better and see what kind of writing you do and what do you do? Is there, do they just Google Victoria Davis, Capital Times. Will all your articles come up? Because it'll tell people how to find your stuff.
So Capital Times, the search engine's a little bit different than some websites. And so what I do, I think the best way to kind of find my writing is if you go on my Instagram or my Facebook. My website is linked in there, and I'll have I have a Cap Times tab, and then there's like a pop up where it's like, see the latest articles.
Oh, nice.
That's probably the best place to go. But you can also, like, if you, because you can't like click on my name on the Cap Times, that's not like hyperlinked to the other articles.
Oh, really?
Some websites do it like that. But yeah, the Cap Times has more of a sophisticated like search engine process.
Wow.
So yeah, the best way to go and see it is on my website.
Okay. What about, here's my most forgotten soup that I love.
Mm.
Lentil soup. But I
lentil
never
soup
think about
is
it.
Good. Yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah, yeah.
lentil soup. It's so yes. healthy, too.
Royal Indian's got a good lentil soup.
Royal Indian. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. I want to ask you a food genre, and I want you to just think of a restaurant and, okay. and share it. Okay.
Okay.
Indian food.
I mean, Royal Indian.
Oh, I guess we just covered that. All right. All right, you got
me. You set me up for that one.
I did. Yeah. I walked right into it. Italian.
Oh, man. Nonos.
Where's that? Is that?
That's off, like, not off Whitney Way and Raymond. That's where my husband and I actually used to live, and we would drive to Nonos all the time because it was right next to there. But that's, Nonos is, it's on, I'm trying to think, it's the west side of Madison, kind of on a little strip mall. Right next to, actually, the Vitense golf course.
Okay. All right. Mediterranean.
Oh. That one's harder.
There's tons of...
Because Mediterranean, there's so many, like, crossovers.
Yeah,
with,
that's
like,
true.
You've got, like, a lot of, like, taco shops that are also Mediterranean.
Right.
Yeah, like Baja Tacos is really, really good.
I've heard of that place. Yeah. Where is that?
That's right next to the movie theater. What's our big movie theater out here?
Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus Point.
Okay.
Yep. Marcus Point Cinema. It's like right across the street from that.
I wish it was right next to the Italian place because then I could just hit them both.
I know. Yeah, Nonos and then Baja. You'd be rolling yourself home.
Sleep on my stomach for the rest of my life.
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's see. What else do we have here? Mexican food.
I mean, I go back to Baja Taco. But oh, we what's the one on here? The one here on Capitol, like next to the Capitol, is a really good one. And the name is escaping me.
La Cocina?
Yes.
That's what it's called?
I think so.
I literally just made that up because that's like the most common name for...
Let me look it up.
All right.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't mean to make you do homework. I'm sorry. We do this on a nightly basis.
No, it's a really, everybody is like, who's listening to this right now is like, come on, Victoria, you write about food for a
no,
living.
No,
you can't
don't worry.
Think of the taco place that's literally right next to you.
I
Bel Air. It's the Bel Air Cantina.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay. All right. Very good. So we got about a minute left. Anything you could recommend that you're watching on TV?
The Residence is great. Because I my husband and I were watching Only Murders in the Building on Hulu for a while. And then I think that's wrapped up. Or is kind of in limbo with the next
season.
Yeah.
Right.
If people are looking for another kind of funny, sort of out of pocket murder mystery, The Residence is great.
All
yeah.
Right, that's awesome. Thank you enough for coming in tonight. This is so much fun. Thank you for being on the show. Victoria Davis, ladies and gentlemen, check out her work. Google Victoria Davis, Capital Times, but you're going to have to type extra because there's no hyperlink with her.
Yeah. Just go on the website.
I find that wrong. All right. Thanks so much. Have
thank
a great
you.
Night. Thank you also to Johnny Beaner for coming down into the studio. Thank you for all your texts and calls. Tomorrow night on the show, mob expert Bob Dennis and Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury. I'll be back on the home court, back up at WGBW. Thanks, everybody. Conrad, what do you say? Should we get out of here?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right. Let me do this like I do it every night on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Take me to your best friend's house, Mama.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.